think we've had a few slip-ups the last couple of games, so three massive games, three finals for us, but something that's still in our hands, and we're taking all the positives and looking forward to Saturday.
How close were you to playing at Newport?
Not close. I think Tuesday was the first day I sort of seen improvements on getting better, so Tuesday was just maybe two or three days too early.
How poorly were you?
Poorly, very poorly. Thursday, I sort of felt a little bit iffy, but I just thought it was one of them things. Friday after training, it was sore swallowing and things like that. I said to Proctor, it's a bit sore swallowing here. He gave me some ibuprofen, some paracetamol, told me to rest up. And later on Friday night and early hours of the morning, I was texting Proc saying that, you know, I was in a bad way, aching and whatnot, and came in on Saturday to see the doc and get some antibiotics. Didn't react very well to the antibiotics. Resulted in being in the JR on, it was Monday morning. Saeed, the club doctor, got me in there and really looked after me and put me on the drip, and I was in there for 4 or 5 hours on Monday morning. So, you know, after that, I seen massive improvements. I got a different set of antibiotics and I'm still on them now, but, you know, hopefully we'll be okay.
Is it conceivable then you could be in hospital on the Monday and playing one of the biggest matches of the season 5 days later?
Yeah, it's a weird one. It's been a weird week, not one that I want to revisit anytime soon. So it's been a tough one, but, you know, one I'm really looking forward to. And, you know, when you've come out of it and you've seen the lads not get the results that we all wanted, it's been so hard to take, to sit there and not even be there to be in and around the lads to try and G them up a little bit, or, you know, just being in and around the place. It's been so hard for me to miss it, but, you know, hopefully I'm back now, and hopefully I can help the team in some sort of way on Saturday.
And as far as you're aware, has Callum O'Dowd been struggling with exactly the same thing?
Yeah, we've been speaking every morning. We've had like a little text conversation every morning just to see how each other is. I think he started off, I think he had a stomach bug and then went into tonsillitis, so, you know, he's not been great either, but he's certainly on the mend. I've seen him this morning, he looks fine. So hopefully, you know, another one coming back, and hopefully it'll give us another positive for Saturday.